Okay. And since we're starting with Shane, we're gonna start with his most recent video, which is his conspiracy video, which was 2 weeks ago, and it's 45 minutes. So I haven't watched this yet, so we're gonna watch it together.
These results are not fanciful. Reaching into every household in the land, they are actual and real.
All right. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back. Now I.
This is just the intro. Intro is always boring, so let's start at the video.
Okay, so on my phone, I bought one of those like little camera covers. So I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
So like you just do that and it covers the camera.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so I got it, you know, just because I wanted to like, I don't know, protect myself from Apple or like, are they watching me or like, you know, are they surveilling me, all that stuff. So I had my camera closed. And then I went to open my phone and look what happened. Camera's closed. Face ID works.
Wait, what?
That sounds like a lawsuit.
Now, when this happened.
Okay, now we're gonna skip and see what else he talks about. Because I think he's just talking about the Face ID thing.
Okay.
Why is your house so scary at night?
So as you can see,
you set up my hostage video.
Wait, what the fuck?
So we have the infrared camera, and then we have a black backdrop. And I'm gonna sit here with my phone.
Ew.
And we're gonna cut off all the lights.
See the infrared lights.
Do we have to turn off the lights?
Started to think, well, then what's all the drama about? You know, why is the government trying to ban TikTok?
The U.S. government has already banned the platform from all federally issued devices.
More and
I paid off $495,000 in debt within 18 months using what I now call.
Realized I was actually looking at an outdated privacy policy. Wait, what? Okay, hold on. I just was Googling. It's in. What if somebody? And then I think just.
Yeah, we're all just done with Chris.
Okay, I think this is kind of boring because it's just talking about Face ID and TikTok. So let's do Trisha. What she's doing. Am I being a Karen or is this bad customer service?
Okay. Hey guys, what is up? So as you see behind me, I have these
was
beautiful
21 hours
big
ago.
Mirrors installed in my glam room. We waited three years before we moved to this house to get them. They're very expensive. They were a little over $5,000. And we were trying to get them. We were like, okay, let's splurge. So we've been doing our house little by little. Because obviously when you buy a house, like all your money basically goes into the house and then you're like, oh, we have to furnish this. So it took us a couple of years to even furnish. We're still furnishing.
I don't know what it is, but I don't think she's entertaining anymore. I really don't know, but I'll keep on watching.
Finishing things. And this was one of the things that we're like, okay, maybe we can wait a little bit. It's not like a necessity. Oh, but I really wanted these mirrors because I use the glam room and I use it a lot. This is where I get ready. This is where I kind of use it as my office now because it's kind of separate from the house where I just need like a little quiet time to edit or whatever. And then now since I've been doing different endeavors. I've been having a lot more glam people come in, and this is kind of like just a nice vibe, you know, just blowing out hair or whatever. It just 100%. Let me just tell you, like, I know this is a luxury. I know this is like in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal. In fact, I really, really didn't want to.
So this is one of her regular videos on an ASMR, and I gotta tell you, I'm not entertained. So we're gonna go to TikTok because I'm always entertained on TikTok.
Tell me who got a white boy on my roster.
Hold on. If you guys haven't heard Cali yet, he's got a white boy on my roster, and that song, Area Codes. Oh, you're missing out. Anyway, this is another thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, and that is the creative society, which sounds sketchy, but it also sounds amazing. Hold on. Let me find a video. Let me find a video. Let me find a video. A video. Sorry, you're just gonna sit here while I try to find a video. I try to find a video. Oh, wait, actually, before we watch that, let's talk about aliens because the government has come out and practically said that aliens are real. There's whistleblowers and everything. And I am here for the disclosure that's going to come soon. I am totally here for the disclosure that is going to come soon, 'cause wait. I can never find. The video that I want to sh well, not show you, but you guys can hear it. Oh, and did you guys hear about New York and how it's basically orange? Isn't that weird? I mean, it's not weird, it's because of the Canada fires, and the smoke went down to New York and into Boston a little bit. Not a lot. Oh, and this new side hustle, it's that's going that's making its rounds on TikTok. It's called Clickly, and I'm on it, and it does work, 'cause in the last week I made, how much did I make? I made $63.10 in the last week. Tell me if you guys want a link to that, because it's awesome. Hold on. Let me find. Why can't I find a good? Okay, here's.
Recent reporting, author Michael Schellenberger writes that multiple sources have confirmed whistleblower David Grush's claim
See?
that the
Someone
United
believes in
States
everything.
government possesses a number of non-human vehicles. These sources are, quote, either high-ranking intelligence officials, former intelligence officials, or individuals who could be verified as being involved in the United States government UAP efforts for three or more decades, according to his reporting. Schellenberger writes that the individuals said they had seen or been presented with, quote, credible and verifiable evidence that the U.S. government and U.S. military contractors possess at least 12 or more alien spacecraft, some of which they shared with AARO, or the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, quote, which AARO has refused to provide Congress. The office reportedly said it has not discovered any verifiable information, end quote, because it does not have the authority to verify it and may not want to verify it. Joining us now to discuss is Twitter Files author and author of Apocalypse Never, Michael Schellenberger. Thank you for being with us, Michael.
Good to be with you.
So, confirmation, aliens are real. This is exciting. What do you make of the baker's dozen of alien spacecraft that we have?
Well, I think it's worth just pointing out that this is very shocking. The whistleblower in question, David Grush, used a term ontological shock, which is a little bit of jargon, but what he means is that the idea that we are not alone, in the abstract is something that everybody, I mean, not everybody, but many people, the large majority of people agree with, that we are almost certainly not alone in the universe. However, the idea that there may already be contact or have been contact for quite a while between the US military and non-human intelligence, non-human life forms, is very shocking, and it's shocking for
No,
me
that shocking to
personally.
me.
There's things I kept
It's not shocking to me at all.
out of the story that I think were just too shocking and certainly harder to confirm.
Again, not shocking to me at all.
And it, but I do think it's clear that the conversation about this has progressed from the idea that the Pentagon simply has some videos to a large and growing number of people with reason to know who say that, in fact, there are non-human spacecraft.
That is very intriguing that there's things that...
You heard it here, folks. Non-human spacecrafts. Oh, I'm so excited for America. No, for Earth. So excited. Anyway, yeah, that's it about the aliens. Oh, and there was an alien sighting in Las Vegas, Nevada in May 1st, apparently, too. Hold on. Let me see. Yep.
Here's part 3 of the alien encounter in Las Vegas. In this video, I will be enhancing the photos so you can see the aliens. Here's the original video. As you can see, it's very fast. And in order to capture the image, you have to slow it down, crop it, zoom in. And that's why there's not such a clear photo of these aliens. But use this video. I have it slowed down here. Look on the right side toward the gate. You'll see the eyes open up where I'm pointing here. The eyes opened up there. They're shiny. You can see them. Now,
at first I couldn't, but once you... look closely, you could.
I'm gonna zoom in and colorize it so you can see it a lot better. Let's add some color first to brighten up the image. You'll notice that I outline the eyes, the mouth, and the head so you can see exactly where to look. In the next clip, I will remove that. You will see it in green lighting. Just focus on the eyes as you watch them open and the head move. Here it is again in that green hue. So you be the judge. I know it's hard to believe, but this ain't the only evidence. This is a young man it happened to, and here's the other evidence. You have local news reports on it.
Mm-hmm. Channel 8.
You had his actual 911 recording. There is police body cam footage of the object falling from the sky before impact. And lastly, you have a neighbor's ring camera who captured the audio of the impact.
So they went in the backyard and one of the officers pointed at the floor and it was a perfect circle. Here's a photo of the circle I'm referring to.
Next, everyone is wondering what happened to the spacecraft.
Keep in mind, this is midnight and I'm fixing a truck in my backyard. At this point, I'm only with my brother and I hear something fall from the sky. I turn around. The only thing I see is a big light falling from the sky. And moments after, I feel a big impact and a bang, sort of like a big impact fall. And me and my brother looked at each other and we were scared, but when the impact happened, it was sort of like a shock wave, like an out of body experience. So to say, when I tried to look at the object, it was all blurry, not my vision, but only the backyard area. Mm-hmm. And I hear thousands of footsteps around me, and maybe a couple seconds later, the blurriness was gone.
You have to remember, this is not the only alien encounter ever reported. There have been thousands over the past century. What makes this story even crazier is that a woman approached him at a gas station 3 months prior and told him he'd be seeing these beings in his backyard. I will cover that story in part 4.
And last but not least, let's look into a presidential candidate, Robbie Wells.
Right now in America, half of our population exists on low income. That's not what America is supposed to be about. And that is why I have chosen a new way, a way out from all this madness through the Creative Society. Because only in the Creative Society, all people's desires for comfortable, safe, and happy life will be guaranteed 100%. All of this is laid out in the 8 pillars of the Creative Society, which is the foundation of your happy life. The highest value in the Creative Society will be human life. That is, your life, my friends, as well as the life of any other person. All of humanity will become a unified civilization, and this guarantees the absence of wars, various conflicts, and crisis. You will finally gain confidence that you are truly protected. No one will be able to violate your rights and freedoms. You see, in the Creative Society, we will finally forget about racism and discrimination, because there will be no one superior or inferior. Everyone will have one highest status, the status of being a human being. In the Creative Society, all of the power will belong to all of the people, which means you, my friend. People know what they want and how they want to live. All socially important issues will be decided by people themselves on an open online platform. Specialists will be responsible for implementation of the tasks assigned to them. They will be appointed and controlled by people themselves. Since all processes will be transparent, corruption and dictatorship will be impossible in the Creative Society. In the Creative Society, you will decide for yourself how you want to live. And for the very first time in human history, your future will be in your hands. Right now.
Well, that's it for today anyway. Come back and on the next episode, we will talk about, well, aliens and the supernatural, maybe. And whatever you guys would want to talk about as well. Maybe a famous TikToker you guys want me to review or something like that. Or a YouTuber. Because I'm here for that too. I'm here for any ideas that you guys have. Okay, thank you.